Jesus' name, Father, thank you for that life. Thank you that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Lord, thank you that it is Christ that liveth in me. Lord, it's so wonderful, God, and here we are today. And God, you're here readied with your Holy Ghost to feed us, Lord God, this morning, to allow Christ to grow up into us in all things, Lord God, that we don't need to remain as children, but we can arise and be the mature sons of God, Lord, because it pleases you, Lord Jesus. Now take this feast that you have today. This is yours, and it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And God, you're going to do it. God, help us to put our confidence in you this morning. God, help us to look to you and you alone. Help us not to be distracted. Help us to tend upon the things of Christ without distraction. Lord Jesus, just come in this morning. May you be magnified and you alone. May we see the beauty of the Son of God. Behold the Lamb, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks be to God. And how wonderful, we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost this morning. We're going to talk about how needful, praise God, that Holy Ghost is in our lives, brothers and sisters. And I pray that this just excites you the much the more that, yes, we are a Pentecost meeting, praise God. But again, I always appreciate how the Word of God, its truth in love, its Spirit in truth, brothers and sisters. I appreciate how our pastor said it many times in the past, how if you just have all truth with no spirit, you'll dry up. But if you have just all spirit and no truth, you'll blow up. But if you have spirit and truth together, you will grow up. And praise be to God, that's what we're after, to be, by His grace, the true worshipers that worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now today we could begin talking about the Holy Ghost in many different ways, but one part that I love so much is in the 14th and 16th chapter of John. Jesus Christ, He tells His own disciples there. He says very clearly to them, you know, brothers, I have many things to say unto you. I have many things to tell you. I have many things that I want to share with you. I've dwelled with you for 3.5 years. My goodness, it's been day and night. It's been tight. We've been through some things. But you know what? You guys can't bear them now. You brothers cannot understand them now. But there's a plan in this. There's a purpose. You don't need to panic. I'm not insulting you because I'm the God that supplies all your need. And there's a plan that the Holy Ghost, He's been with you. He said He's been with you and shall be in you. Now that's some exciting stuff. And boy, was He in them on that day of Pentecost, wasn't He? It was mighty. It wasn't something that was kind of, well, I don't know what happened. No, they knew what happened. Power came down, and it hit them. And they spoke with the tongue of men and angels, praise God. And they were not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There was power, praise the Lord, from up on high. The very power of Jesus Christ Himself. Now, I'm so thankful that Christ, as He dealt with these brothers, there was something more that He wanted them to know. There was something more that He wanted to share with them even throughout eternity. They needed this Spirit of truth. They needed the Holy Ghost. Again, He had been with them, but He shall be in you. See, the Holy Ghost is the guide, brothers and sisters, it says in the Word, that guides us into all truth. The Word of God in Ephesians tells us very clearly, He is the Spirit of revelation and knowledge of the glory of God in you. Now, come on. See, we're going to a different level. We're going to the stratosphere. We're going to the height of heights, brothers and sisters. We're talking Christ in you, the hope of glory. And He wants all the glory of God, His brother prayed again, the wineskin to be stretched. Oh God, stretch me. And I'll tell you what, if you've said that, Lord, I will go. Remember, He said, I heard those words. I'm coming for them. I'm going to perform that good work which I've begun. You're going to watch me. Let me going to tell you, it's not going to be joyous for the moment. Sometimes you're going to despair of your own life. You're going to wonder sometimes, but then by the grace of God, you're going to be convicted immediately. Get on your knees and say, oh no, Jesus, this ain't strange. I read about these things coming to pass. And you're performing the will and, praise God, the good pleasure of the Lord in my life. Amen. Though he slay me, will I trust him? Oh, I pray that we're a people like that here today. With food and raiment, do you think you could be content? I know you could be. And you know what? I don't know what God might do, but he might do it. But you know what? Perfect love casts out all fear. And I'm telling you what, brothers and sisters, we've got an eternity that's coming. And he said, if you'll press and reach by God's grace, and that's just my grace, there's the high calling of God, the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that awaits you. But there's something a little bit more pressing upon my heart in Scripture this morning. I'd like you to turn to Acts chapter 8. We'll begin reading from verse 5. And in Acts chapter 8, verse 5, it says, then Philip went down to preach to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Isn't that wonderful? See, he didn't preach anything but Christ. He preached unto them Christ. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. See, there's a bunch of pagans here. Amazing where God sends. Amazing what's ripe to God, praise the Lord. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. See, that's how you bewitch anyone. You can bewitch yourself thinking that you're a great one. That's another message, but get that one. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is great with power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. See, listen to that. It's the name of Jesus. He preached unto them Christ. It wasn't just about heaven. It was about what heaven is. Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. Isn't that amazing? Praise God, that bewitched, wicked little one, just like you, just like me. Let me tell you something. Come on, we're all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Come on. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. See, he was obviously saved in Jesus' name. He was baptized in Jesus' name. Problem was, is he didn't keep his eyes on Jesus' name. He was wondering about all of the works. He was caught up. Brothers and sisters, healings are wonderful. I see them all the time. Praise be to God. Most of them I never even see. He's just healing you all the time. You don't even know how sick you are. That should really scare you. Do you realize that you're just but a step from you and death? You got to start believing the word of God and trusting in your great physician. Oh, he might use mud sometimes. We call those doctors today. And put it in your eye. It's okay. I've got a brother who's a doctor. Don't panic. He knows what I'm saying. And God might use them. But let God. Let God. Amen. Don't go trying to put God in a box. There's no box. He's God. And he's going to do it the way that you didn't think every single time. That's how he does it. He makes the way out of the no way. He turns things upside down, inside out. I'm just standing back and marveling at the faithfulness of God. How about you? See, you're going to start murmuring and complaining because you're thinking how things should be, as opposed to say, oh no, God, you know best. Praise the Lord. But here we go. It said, now, Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. That's the problem. See, don't just wonder about that. You need to get on with Jesus. Now, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard Samaria had received the word of God. See, they received the word of God. They were saved. They sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Isn't that something? Now listen to this next verse. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing, to be saved and baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Matter of fact, it's quite necessary for heaven itself, and necessary in order to even have the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You've got to be a child of God first. But you see very clearly here what's going on, what he's laying out here. And then verse 17, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Oh my. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. See, he wanted to be magnified. See, he wanted to be glorified. See, in that dummy. But that's how we are in different things. So remember this. This is our flesh, brothers and sisters. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. See, in this matter. You see, the matter what? The Holy Ghost. He's still a child of God. Don't go thinking anything but in this matter. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. And you know what? God was right there to forgive him. I pray the Lord that this man did. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come unto me. And you know right there, I believe in Jesus' name, praise God. Oh, what we'll be able to know someday up on high. Oh, the lovely. And when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Now see, brothers and sisters, what we read here. It's very clear these are saved brethren. Philip testified to them, didn't he, of Jesus. And they received Jesus and they were baptized in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Just the same as we are today. Hallelujah. But notice here, they were not filled, for the Holy Ghost had not fallen on any of them. Amen? That is what the scripture saith. I don't care what you were taught. I do care what you were taught. If you were taught wrong, it's sad. But I'm here to preach the word to you today. The truth in love, brothers and sisters. And we need to know these things. And as we know these things, we'll rejoice in these things. Not because they're here, but because they're here. The word works effectually in them that believe. My goodness, you might walk out of here not just filled, but full of the Holy Ghost this morning. It's necessary if you're going to run. If you're going to fight the good fight. Let me tell you something. It's vital to be filled with all the fullness of God. And let me tell you something. Only the Holy Ghost can bring that. And you best know it. So by God's grace, let's give it up today. But you see, this same descending power, and I'm talking about the fire from up on high that descended upon them at Pentecost, it hadn't hit these brothers yet. So this was proof, brothers and sisters, and very much the evidence clearly laid out that being filled with the Holy Ghost is an absolute separate experience than salvation. I do not know how much more clear it could be, because this is the word of the Lord. Now, I'm not here to argue. I'm here to just preach the truth. And brothers and sisters, as we read right here, we know that there was a need. This was a will of God, that they needed this understanding of the deep things of God. There was great potential in these Samaritans. You don't realize. See, they were the castaways. They were the half-breeds, if you want to call it. That's what the Jews referred to them. But how ironic, they were just ripe for God. Because that's exactly who he's looking for. I'm looking at a bunch of them today. You don't come here to get flattered. You come here to get the word of God. And if you get the word of God, then you'll get encouraged. And then the word of his grace will build you up. My goodness, an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Brothers and sisters, you don't realize, and really, I don't realize, but I believe by God's grace. Oh, what's awaiting them? Let me tell you something that love me. For eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. And that's so mighty and wonderful, but the very next verse there in 1 Corinthians, it says, but by my Spirit. Yea, the deep things of God. See, there's more if you'll want it. He'll open up the whole treasure chest. It's all there for you. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Amen? That's the word of God. You've got it all. Praise God. Galatians 4:1, you're the little Lord of all. You're the little Lord of all. You're running around in the palace. But if you remain as a child, you'll never enjoy anything more than what the servant in the palace enjoys. You gotta grow up. We want to grow up. Not for us, but for him. Praise God, this is God's desire. Lord, will and work in me your good pleasure. My goodness, let's do it, Lord. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, that's what's so wonderful here. Is it's by my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. That's the Holy Ghost. That's a time, as we're studying about on Wednesday nights, where that sweet little lady is called out and meets him right at the well. And there's the Holy Ghost just sitting with her and telling her all about the Master's Son. Oh, he wants to marry you, honey. He's so wonderful. He's so beautiful. I have all the things of his with me. I have all the things of his with me. This is everything he got. Is it enough for you? Oh, God, help us. It's so much and more. It's so much and more. The word of life, the word of the Lord. Praise be to God, our day has not even begun yet. But I'm walking in glory most of the time anymore. I know my place. I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. How about you? If you're a child of God, you are. I just pray to God you know it. And then I really pray to God you live it. Brothers and sisters, these were some barbaric people, these Samaritans. Barbarians. Love it. Just like I told you earlier, they were the outcasts. But God had a plan for the outcasts. We rejoiced some weeks ago that he loves the despised and the rejected. He loves the ones that have just been, you know what, you get away from here. You're not our type. That's the one I want. That's the one I really do think just might give it over to me. Hallelujah. My goodness. And these guys were so ripe, he packaged Peter and John. And he said, okay, honeys, you go get them. They're ripe. I'm going to have you water and plant some more and watch the increase that I'm going to bring out of those people. Watch what I'm going to do. Those rejects and castaways, those ones that had been worshiping who knows what, from trees to dogs to fleas, who knows? I've got a plan for them. I love them. And you know what? They're realizing I love them and now they're loving me. Go give them the word. And they went. And praise God, they went. And it was mighty how thick the Holy Ghost hit them. It was so mighty and so thick that Simon, who had been hanging around there, he took note. See, it's one of the few times in Acts, one of the very few times, that it doesn't specifically say that they were filled and then they spoke in other tongues. And people will come in here and say, oh, looky here, you can be filled without the evidence of speaking in tongues. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, how and what do you think Simon understood that they were filled with the Holy Ghost? There was a sign, there was a power. And praise be to God, it was the tongue of men and angels. It's a powerful thing. Matter of fact, it's one of the most powerful things I know. When the Spirit hits me and I worship my Lord and Savior in my heavenly language, it's mighty. That's the time I really do get free. That's the time I'm so thankful because, Lord, it's totally off of me and it's all on your Spirit. See, I don't even know how to pray, it says in the Word of God, as I ought, but by His Spirit, hallelujah, He gives me utterance. He allows me to be a vessel of honor and glory and praise to Him, filled with the grace of God. Lord, thank you. You've turned me off, and now it's all you. I mean, it is. It's so beautiful. I love to be exhausted, truly. Wear this body out, Lord. Worshiping you in praise. And praise God in the tongue of men and angels. It just gets me more excited. Someday I'm going to have a body that ain't going to wear out. It doesn't even need to sleep. Can you imagine that? I don't sleep much anymore anyways. Most time I don't feel real good. But that doesn't matter. He's got something to tell me. He might just tell me most of the time to be still. But it's okay. I'm learning to lean upon Jesus. Now, it was so thick in there with the Holy Ghost, this poor Simon, he wanted to buy it. Now, I'm going to ask you something. And this is so simple with the things of God. It's all free. You can't buy something that's free. Now, think about that. If it's free, you cannot buy it. If it's free, I don't want to buy it. You've heard the expression, if it's free, it's me. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Because whom He has made free is free indeed. Do you see how perfect it is? And His gifts, they're free. All because of the blood that died for me. Praise God. Now, he noticed the power. He observed the evidence. He wanted it. Praise be to God that the Lord showed very clearly, honey, it's something that you can't work for. It's something that you don't buy. It's something I want to give you, and it's free. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to tell you something right now. Let's quit fighting it today. Quit fighting it. Quit trying. You might even be still reasoning in your head, well, is the Holy Ghost really this way evidenced or that way evidenced, or can I really go get it this way? Let me tell you something. You stay in that state, and you're going to be just as unfilled as poor Simon. Step across. That's all you do. You just step across. You go from unbelief to believing. It's amazing how it works. But that's how God does it with everything. You mean, Lord, you want that for me? I know it's got to be free. I'll take it. I take it every time. And that ain't a me. That's because of the grace of God. Later on, Paul goes off on these missionary journeys. Because the story only gets better. It always does that with God. Your life, praise the Lord, it only gets better. It only does. But see, a couple times on his missionary journeys, the Lord specifically has him visit the Samaritans. And then Paul, it even says, has a quiet 2-year period in his life. It's like all of this history is being laid out in the Word of God, and then he's got this quiet 2 years. This quiet 2 years, he's in a city in Samaria. And it says he preached the Word of God to both small and great. Boy, I can't imagine what happened there. But you know, you look into the Word of God, oh, and there were things that happened. Praise His name. The evidence, praise God, of the receiving the Holy Ghost, receiving the teacher, the guide, praise the Lord, brought to them an angel. Oh, now see, when you start talking about angels with people, they think of this wing-looking fairy. Now, we're talking about a messenger. We're talking an angel that looked like an aged Jew. We're talking an angel whose name was Paul. A messenger. And he was sent to them. And notice again how perfectly it was laid out. Philip came in, planted. Amen? They accepted Christ, didn't they? Baptized, praise the Lord. And here came sweet Peter and John, and they watered. And there is that precious Holy Ghost. And then, praise the Lord, there was an increase beyond any increasing rate that will ever be known to man. The whole counsel of God was ready to be given to them. They were ripe for it. They were the right ones. They were the rejected ones. They were the despised ones. They were the ones no one wanted to have anything to do with. But I came unto them. My own, they didn't receive me. But these are the ones I'm coming to now. And now it's time. You can receive all truth. You can receive Paul's gospel. Brothers and sisters, it's so perfectly laid out in the Word of God. I pray we don't wrestle with the things of God. It's just so, it is, His perfection is beyond. His Word over and over, how He lays line upon line upon line, and precept upon precept and precept upon precept. You can try to wrestle with it, but what happens? You're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I want you to believe the Word of God. Not because I preach it, but because we seek Him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And here's the Spirit speaking to you, and the Spirit only speaks one thing, the Word of God. If a Spirit speaking to you any other thing but the Word of God, it's not the Spirit of God. It's an unclean spirit. It's a spirit that's wrong. And God's Spirit is always right, because God's Spirit is always the Word of the Lord. Do you see how wonderfully, brothers and sisters, that we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost? See, it's said so clearly in 1 Corinthians 1:17. See, Brother Paul, his message, his gospel, he said, I didn't come to baptize. He didn't. It's okay. I'm so thankful. You know, I'm baptized. Praise the Lord. It wasn't this tank, but it was the one that was across the street. Needful. Praise God, my precious Savior. I'm died and I've risen with Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, this gospel of Paul, it needed the priming first. And Peter and John came out and they received the Holy Ghost. And they were ready now to be led into all truth. That Holy Ghost is the eye salve, brothers and sisters, that anoints, causes our eyes to be enlightened, to have a full understanding of the gospel of Christ. Do you know that the Word of God says this is a mystery, but it's a mystery that He's now made known to us. And again, I'll say it, according to my gospel, and that was Paul speaking, that dispensation was given to Brother Paul. That's why it was so necessary, because at that time, that's the vessel that had it. That's why that vessel was sent to this land and gave them, praise the Lord, all truth. Amen. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that sweet, precious little messenger, all the Holy Ghost, came right down here to 1701 South Sherman here today. to tell you, you bunch of misfits. I got the whole counsel of God with me. Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. And he wants it to be you. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. If you'll just take my words and sit at this well with me, and you'll listen to me of my master's son, how wonderful he is. I know you got a nice home here. I know you got a lot of ones that love you. Oh, they've been good to you, and you've had a lot of good fellowship. But honey, I got the best part. I'm offering it to you right now. Do you want to come away with me? You ready to get up on your camel today? And are you ready to ride? I'm telling you, you're going to a one that he will take your breath away for the rest of your life. He's so good and so beyond. You're going to behold the very glory of God just by beholding his face. And that precious little sister, that little one that didn't know a thing. She only had an appointment at a well. And praise be to God, she was just encouraged enough to say, you know what? I'm going to show up. And by the end of that little time together, she said, I will go. Ready to go? Yes. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Now the Lord's put it on my heart this morning as we close this. You have a time. If you need the infilling of the Holy Ghost today, come on up and get it. It's time. It's time. I believe this is an appointed time. There'll be ones that will come and pray with you this morning. This is the God of now. His Spirit is thick in here this morning. If you're here today and praise God, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know you're filled? Do you know the gifts of God are without repentance? Just like salvation, the gift of the Holy Ghost, you have it forever. I don't care what you've been taught, I'm going to teach you the Word of God. But what are you doing with Him? You have a moment as well too, brothers and sisters. Come spend some time. Allow him to lay some of the fullness of the Holy Ghost on you. There's no such thing about a refilling. Mm-mm. It's just the infilling gets mightier. We do need to choose our words right, according to the word of the Lord. Let's get full today. Amen? Amen. I mean it. Come on down. Come on down. Right now, if you'd like to come and receive the Holy Ghost, if you'd like to come by God's grace and receive more, come. 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 Let him do it. This is his. Let him do it. Let's stand and pray as these ones are coming. Father, we thank you, God, in your precious name, that you're here to meet every need this morning. Lord God, you're here. The power from up on high. Hallelujah. That fire that came down from heaven itself, Lord God, is coming down today. Lord God, we're so thankful for the power of your might. We know that that is the Spirit of truth, the guide into all of it. God, help us to be willing vessels today to receive everything that you have, God, in your precious name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, may the mighty hand of God come down upon these people and God fill them with the Holy Ghost in your precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be to God, praise be to God, praise be to God in Jesus' name.